Postscript. Having reached the halfway mark in John's Gospel, a brief comment is in order. When I started out on these studies in the structure of John, there were three major themes in my mind. They come in the famous purpose verse 31 of chapter 20. Quote, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So what are the three things? The person of Jesus, the Word made flesh, belief and unbelief. John's Gospel has been called the Gospel of Belief. And thirdly, life, eternal life, the life of the age to come. One way or another, these three themes are in every chapter of John and almost on every page. I chose life as the theme on which to concentrate, with the result that you now know. This led to the scheme and structure I have followed in chapters 1 to 11. Chapters 1 to 4, life in Christ, our present experience. Chapters 5 to 11, how this life of the coming age is experienced by the believer in this age, with all its limitations and qualifications. While I was thus engaged, I recognized that the seven hallmarks of Christian experience, of present salvation, are in reality marks of humanness, male and female in God's image. This point is not to be left out in our thinking or teaching. For there is around, I think, a general sense, even suspicion, that the Christian is a rather negative and dim creature, not 100% flesh and blood. I recall a Canadian hospital that made arrangements for three separate restrooms, lavatories, or whatever you want to call them, one for gents, one for ladies, and one for clergy. You get the idea. Part 1 of John, then, chapters 1 to 11, is the story of our restoration to true humanness, and that will be fully completed, of course, only at the Lord's return. Finally, in my mind and on paper, I've continued to try to clarify the seven hallmarks, because I think they're so important. Those who are proposing a sermon series will want to make their own headings, as best describing these grand realities in a way that is memorable for the hearer. But for now, my list is looking rather like this. Life according to John. 1. Calling God our Father as part of his family. For example, Romans 8:15-17. 2. Becoming members of the people of God. For example, 1 Peter 2:9-10. 3. Enjoying union with Jesus, both here on earth and at God's right hand. For example, Galatians 2:20. 4. Receiving the knowledge of God and the gospel of Christ. For example, 2 Corinthians 4:6. 5. Discovering the joys of true worship. For example, Hebrews 11:15-16. 6. Taking a responsible part in the Great Commission. For example, Matthew 28:16-20. And finally, rejoicing in an assured hope of heaven. For example, 1 Peter 1:3 following.